Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters. I'm Dr. Richard Friend, and today we're talking with Dr. Tom Wyda, who is the Chief Medical Officer for University Medical Center. Dr. Wyda will give us an update on COVID-19 and talk about what we might expect in 2021. Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Tom Wyda is the Chief Medical Officer at the University Medical Center here in Tuscaloosa. Dr. Wyda, it's good to see you, sir.
Good to see you.
We are talking COVID to death, and whatever it takes, I'm glad to talk it to death, vaccinate it to death. I know you're in the same boat with the rest of us. We just want to get through this and save as many lives as possible.
Right. We don't want the patient to go to death.
Exactly. That's right. Let's get rid of this virus. Some optimism. Let's start with optimism. A couple of vaccines are out. I think a third one is out there in the news, some anyway. Pretty optimistic about the efficacy of these vaccinations.
Yeah, the two vaccines that are front runners right now both have what appear to be a 95% take rate or success rate in preventing COVID. That's great. That's some vaccines like the flu vaccine, you're at times looking at only 50 or 60%.
Right.
This is a wonderful, wonderful take rate.
From what you understand about it so far, any vaccination you get will be a two-shot series. Is that right?
So far, the two that are out there are two-shot series. Mm-hmm. There are special handling requirements that may be needed for both of those vaccines.
We want to make sure everyone gets this. You and I can probably figure out a way when it's our turn, our age group, or whatever group we're in, to get our shots. We'll be there and figure out a time to get it. What about rural areas, poor folks, third world countries? Do you think the brains in charge of governments are looking at that? Because we don't want to leave out vulnerable people that don't have the opportunities the rest of us have.
Well, it certainly, the vaccine, I know I heard that the one manufacturer is really allocating half of their supply to international supply, that actually their studies were done internationally as well as domestically. And so they've solved the problems of transporting that vaccine, even though it needs to be stored at like negative 71 degrees Fahrenheit. So they really have looked at a worldwide distribution of this. It will still be challenging in certain rural areas and third world countries to get that out.
You helped us with a news story on this topic, and I'll re-ask it for our folks watching Health Matters. If you are diagnosed, if a loved one is diagnosed, what action should they take immediately when they find out that they're positive for COVID?
If they find out they're positive for COVID, they should isolate immediately. And that means 10 days of really no contact or as little contact as you can with anybody, because you are potentially infectious during that period of time. You also were potentially infectious 2 days before you got symptoms. So you need to be alert to that and probably talk with those folks and say, hey, you need to quarantine for 14 days so that they too don't spread the virus.
We want to be realistic about the future. I know you and every medical professional and every person wants this to be over with as soon as possible. We all once in a while during the day will go, I just want to get back to normal. What kind of time frame, realistically, if the vaccines seem to work, and I know it's kind of a loaded question, Dr. Wyda, what's your opinion about the time frame for maybe us getting back to being able to have family together and contact again together?
Well, I'm thinking that most likely we'll have a good supply of vaccine and people get vaccinated probably late spring, early summer of next year. And because you also have folks who have already had the disease. And so what you really need is about 70% of the community to either be vaccinated or have the immunity from having had the disease in order to have that what's called herd immunity. That makes the virus much less likely to be able to spread around because there are other people in between that aren't getting infected. So it lowers the infectious rate.
A lot of political leaders are making decisions about schools, whether to have them in person or virtual classrooms. In some states, they're closing them down completely. Some people think the best place for students to be is in the classroom. I don't want to be the person making those decisions. They're very tough decisions to make politically because they're not medical people. They just have to trust science to do what's best for their people, I guess.
Right. And again, you know, we've been very fortunate on the UA campus in that because we have instituted a very comprehensive plan that the transmission on campus is extremely low. And actually, I see when it is transmitted, it's because somebody isn't wearing their mask properly. They just put it over their mouth and not in their, over their nose, or don't wear it at all. Or they're eating lunch together and sitting across from somebody. Mm-hmm. Well, that's another opportunity for infection. Or they're going on car rides with each other for long periods of time.
Many people will watch our interview and they'll go, well, he doesn't have a mask on. It doesn't sound like Mike has a mask on. We're 10 feet apart, and it's the only time I've had my mask off all day, and same for you. We're very careful even when we're taping TV interviews. And
exactly. Exactly. Yeah. Because, again, the key is to mask it, wash it, and social distance it. Yep. And that really is what going to keep the infection rate low until the vaccine piece can catch up and really provide us good protection.
I'm glad that finally in an interview with a physician about COVID, we at least have hope and some very strong optimism with vaccinations on the horizon. So let's end with that and be thankful for that. You'd agree, I know.
Yes, I think there is hope on the horizon. I think we will get over this. I mean, I still think COVID will be around for a long period of time, but not the levels that it is now. Right now, you know, there can be peaks and valleys, but I think over the long haul, it'll be much less.
Maybe we can hug and shake hands next summer, but still know that disease, virus is out there, and we have to be careful. Washing your hands is good advice, COVID or not, right?
Washing your hands is good advice, yeah. You know. And I remember an old poem that said, the title was On the Antiquity of Microbes. And the poem read, Adam had 'em.
That's a good one to end with. Dr. Tom Wyda, thank you for your expertise, your leadership. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.